I am the very model of a motor major orator. I whiffle and I waffle every stammerer and stutterer. I know the Queen of England and I call that an historical. My verbal diarrhea isn't what you call rhetorical. I'm well acquainted with the absurdist neo-feudal theatre happening inside the House of Commons in Westminster. We're still coming down from the adrenaline rush of losing our empire and status. We do not like to look ahead. We're truly blue and never red. We pretend to follow the science instead. When we're forced to on the news, my real name is Alexander Boris de Feffel. I am a master of the bluster and of the kerfuffle. In short, I'm not a vegetable, animal and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major orator. I know our mythic history, I've studied Winston Churchill. His gravitas against me, though I'm more like Julie Burchill. I constantly annoy by spaffing up a wall. I'll hold aloft a fish of biscuits, anything at all. I'll sniff out the commoners, that is my upbringing. A flip-flop into the side that's winning. I'll sneak out of the back door. Then I can write a washing bill in Babylonic cuneiform and tell you every detail of Caractacus's uniform. In short, I'm as vegetable, animal and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major orator.
Tutti benvenuti. You know, come back to London.
What I can say is that I'm informed that I haven't followed this. I will apprise myself of the, but.
You say a better major general has never said a G. You say a better major general has never said a G. You say a better major general has never said a sanity.
My military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventury, is waving flags upon it white and nurturative for centuries. Still, the matter's vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major orator.